Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so you know you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures finished the day mixed, with corn up 2.5 cents, up at 379 in the December contract. The low today was 76.5, so we were 2.5 cents off of that low, and then the high was 382 3/4. That was 3 3/4 off the high. And now we've been trading in a sideways pattern here for the last 3 or 4 trading days, with the idea that the market is below the moving average. The 50-day is all the way up at 397, and then there's a gap up at 402. There's a lot of ideas and people targeting that $4 level, not only because of the moving average, but mainly because of that gap at 402, and that's in the December corn. November beans up 7 3/4 at 943 3/4. The low there was 33 1/4 last night. That market tried to rally at the end, but really in the last couple hours, it kind of grinded lower from the high to close about 10 cents off the low, about 6 cents off of the high. Chart looks very similar to what the corn looks like. There's a gap just around 960, and that's also where the moving average is. Now, wheat futures were disappointing, down 4 to 5 cents in Chicago and down 4 1/4 in Kansas City at 504.5. Did not make new lows, but is inching back toward them.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The outside news driving markets today was really pretty quiet. The U.S. dollar is up 40 points at 98.01. Other than that, there wasn't a whole lot of information to drive the grain trade. We are mostly higher, though, for the Midwest crops, even though the weather forecast appears that it will be pretty decent over the next 30 days. And there's no real scare there. Maybe there's a little bit of bargain hunting here. As the markets have gotten cheaper again, there's some people buying corn saying that it's below the cost of production, and therefore the southern hemisphere won't plant it either if they can't make money, and that will by itself help prices out over the long run. It seems like funds were buyers today, especially of the corn and beans, 6,000 corn, somewhere around 5,000 beans, a little bit neutral on the wheat. The world markets, especially China, there's still quite a bit of worry there, and that's weighing on the equity markets. And as China is the biggest buyer of broad-based commodities, if they slow down, then everything will slow down here in the United States in terms of stuff that we export. And then on Wednesday, August 12th, will be the next round of the USDA report. It'll give us some updated numbers for the corn and bean acres and yield.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, August live cattle up 22 at 148.22, with October up a dime at 148.20. August feeder cattle up a dime at 213.95, with October down a nickel at 208.77. August lean hogs up 120 at 81.40, with October up 202 at 67.35. September Kansas City wheat down 4 at 485. December down 3.75 at 505. September Chicago wheat down 5.5 at 493.5. September corn up 2.25 at 368.75. December up 2.25 at 378.75. August soybeans down 1.5 at 976. September up 3.75 at 948.75. October cotton down 45 at 64.91. December down 36 at 63.64. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.